The Socialist Party of the United States turned 100 over the weekend. Members celebrated the occasion in Milwaukee, whose history is steeped in socialism. Milwaukee has elected three socialist mayors over the past century. In 1910, Milwaukee residents chose the first socialist to serve in Congress. About 90 members of the Socialist Party traveled to Milwaukee to attend the birthday conference. In an old downtown hotel, they debated the future of the party and reflected on its first 100 years. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
The Socialist Party was born in 1901 when two parties combined, the old Socialist Labor Party and the Social Democratic Party, which was led by Eugene V. Debs. Debs ran twice for president on the Socialist Party ticket in 1912 and again in 1920, and the basic goal he stated for the party then remains unchanged.
The world the socialist movement is to win from capitalism will be filled with wealth. For all to have and to enjoy in its abundance.
Debs received close to 1 million votes each time he ran. But for several years afterward, the Socialist Party was fractured and weakened by members who left to form the U.S. Communist Party. The Socialist Party was revived again in 1928 by Norman Thomas. And over the next 20 years, Thomas would run for president 6 times, losing each election, but leaving his mark on history as a major social reformer.
Never in my life did I run to create a third party. I ran in the hope of setting in motion forces which would realign the party division.
Thomas died in 1968, but he lived to see several of his campaign proposals enacted into law. The 5-day work week, child labor laws, retirement pensions, and health insurance. Issues that remain high on today's socialist political agenda, and ones that were discussed during workshops at the party's conference in Milwaukee.
Housing, health care, environmental protection, education, and that it matters how they're spun.
Karen Cubby is a socialist politician from Iowa City, Iowa. She's leading a workshop in candidate training. Cubby is a former city councilwoman, and she's rumored throughout the halls here to be presidential material in 2004. She's slim, with big, deep brown eyes, and she looks like a socialist. She has long black hair tied up with a beaded barrette. Her Vote Socialist t-shirt is tucked into a denim miniskirt, revealing her bare legs and brown sandals. Cubby is teaching about 30 others in the room how to fashion a platform and how to present it looking telegenic without having to conform to mainstream values.
This seems trite, but it's a serious issue. I carried a brush with me so I would brush my hair, but I wouldn't change who fundamentally I am. I felt like if I shave my armpits for the campaign and then I'm at City Hall and I start sprouting, I have been caught in a big old lie on camera, okay?
Across the hall, others are discussing the history of the Socialist Party and its relationship with organized labor. J. Quinn Brisbane, the party's white-bearded presidential nominee of 1992, is leading this lecture. His campaign was indicative of just how far the party has fallen since the days of Debs and Thomas. Brisbane got just over 3,000 votes nationwide in his 92 campaign. In this workshop, he's urging younger comrades who have been protesting globalization to extend their energies and create a revolutionary labor movement.
And if they're going to be really worker representative labor unions in this country, we're going to have to take them over union by union, or we're going to have to start from square one again.
The single most legendary socialist at this conference is Frank P. Zeidler.
I ran for office as a socialist 12 times, got defeated 6 times, always carrying the banner of the movement.
Zeidler was Milwaukee's mayor from 1948 to 1960, and he was the party's presidential nominee in 1976. He turns 89 in 2 months. Zeidler has watched the Socialist Party decline over the past half century. He says in many ways it has suffered from its own success, because the party's original efforts to improve conditions for working people have largely been enacted.
And as a result, people who are workers now think of themselves as middle class and therefore don't identify with the socialist movement.
That's why party organizers are recruiting the youngest members they can find, the next generation of socialists. 22-year-old Sean Richman is coordinating the effort.
The reason that we're doing all of these training is to get these younger members, these kids in their teens and 20s, to learn how to deal with the media, to learn how to speak publicly, and to go out there and be real activists. And if these, you know, 500 kids in this party of 1,200 can go out there and do that, you'll see a real political force.
Richmond doesn't like to think of himself as a leader. Instead, he says he'll fight alongside his comrades as the Socialist Party takes its struggle against capitalism into the 21st century. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Milwaukee.